Well, recently, the National FFA Convention was held in Louisville, Kentucky, and several members of the Atlantic FFA had an opportunity to attend, and we're going to visit with some of those today. Stephen Wright, C.J. Richards, Kristen Jonk, and Haley Carlson are joining us here today to talk a little bit about their experience. And Stephen, let's start with you. What was the best part for you about the trip?
I think the best part for me was just being able to go down and meet a bunch of new people. They had people from every state, including Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands there. It was fun to kind of sit down and visit with some of those every day. The tours were also very fun. We got to, I think my favorite tour was going to Louisville Slugger because I'm a kind of a baseball fan, so that was neat for me. Then going into the sessions every day, that was a lot of fun too, seeing everyone's passion for agriculture. The speakers there every day were fantastic. My favorite was Josh Sundquist, and I mean, he really related himself into a motivational speech, and it really motivated a lot of people there. So, I mean, probably the best thing for me was just being able to see everyone's passion for agriculture and meeting the new people.
This was your first trip to the convention?
Yes, this was my first trip.
Did it meet your expectations?
It exceeded my expectations.
What about the educational part of it, too? Because, you know, you want to pick up some things that you can bring back and use later on. Did it meet what you thought you were going to get out of this?
Yeah, I thought it met with my ideas. We were able to, you know, visit with a lot of people and get ideas from their chapters, and we'll be able to bring those ideas back and help build our own chapter, hopefully.
Okay, very good. It's an opportunity to do a lot of things. It's not all work. There's a little play involved there, too. You got to experience some things. You mentioned the Louisville Slugger Museum, but there was a concert. You guys had opportunities to visit and see some other things. Pretty good bonding experience with some of your other friends and students here at the Atlantic FFA.
Yeah, it was a good time to be enclosed in a van all the way down to Kentucky. So we were able to really get to know each other a little better and have some fun with each other.
Yeah, maybe more so than you wanted to, huh?
Yeah, it's possible.
It's possible. If you're given the chance, would you do it again?
Oh, I would love to go back and get my American degree and be able to just, you know, have a second shot at it.
Yeah, as a senior, this is probably your only chance.
Yep, this would be my last chance to get my American degree.
Why should young people consider getting involved in FFA?
I think around Iowa especially, we have a big agriculture, you know, environment around here, and I think it's definitely beneficial to the young kids to be able to know where their food comes and help, you know, support local farmers and everything like that.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks for your time, and I'm glad you enjoyed the trip.
Yep, thank you very much.
All right, CJ, let's bring you in here real quick then, too. What was the best part for you?
Like going around to all the stations, see all the mammals, all the FFA groups all around the whole U.S. and the two islands, like Stephen mentioned, and meeting different people, having fun with everyone, get like see different spots, like the Fort Knox, that was my favorite spot you'll see right now, mm-hmm. and see everything like that. And it's been a good experience for me, going out, seeing more different places.
I want to talk a little bit about some of the other things there, too. I see there are over 1,300 exhibitors at this thing. You saw them all, right?
Yes, I did. I think we're probably two of us, maybe out of the whole seven, got made all the way through really? And see every single one. And I got to stop, talk to a couple good people I met down there. Mm-hmm. Like, I met one of the top driftwood calls, and she was a woman. I got to talk to her, and she told me what she likes about her whole job and how she exports the FFA degree section, what she thinks to be fit part of it, don't hold high school if she didn't in FFA-wise. Mm-hmm.
Why'd you get involved in FFA in the first place?
I'm just to get more experience, meet different people, and have more fun, be more known in the community-wise.
Mm-hmm. Has it met your expectations so far?
Yeah, it has big time, because I don't like be at fun public and don't like talk to a lot of people, but going out to Kentucky, I maybe pushed myself a little bit more, go out to meet different people, and I loved it, meeting different people from different spots and get more expensive farming-wise.
Isn't it a little overwhelming, though, going someplace where you're going to have like 63,000 other people there? Don't you feel like you kind of get lost in the shuffle, or do they not make you feel that way at all?
No, you meet different people. It's like a fun place. Like, you bump into something different. You know me. It's like if you get separated from your group, you're with all you guys, you know, you stuck there the rest of the day until you go up and meet at different points. Mm-hmm.
Did you know a lot of folks from other FFA organizations, or was this your chance to kind of expand a little bit?
My chance to expand a little bit more and see different spots and meet more different people.
Okay. Well, give young people some idea here why they should get involved in FFA. Why is it good for everybody?
Go out there, get the experience, and visit, meet more people, see how there are different people out there farming-wise, and you can meet different-wise. Like, it's hard trying to find more people, like ground show horses and everything. And I met a lot of people from different states that love their horses and have good passion to doing it and have more fun with all the livestock, what they do.
Sure. Very good. Well, thanks for your time. Glad you had a good time.
Thank you.
All right. Kristen, let's talk a little bit about the experience with you. What was your favorite part? What was the best part for you?
My favorite part was just going to the convention and getting the atmosphere. I went with my sister when she got her American Farmer in 2010, and we just went for the night, and then we sat through the American degree ceremony, which took like 4 hours. But it was a good experience to actually go by myself with our other kids from our FFA chapter and just experience the atmosphere with 63,000 people around.
Well, as a senior, this was your last chance to participate in this, correct?
Correct.
Do you feel like it was the best use of your time? Did you get as much out of it as you could have?
I think I got a lot out of it. It was just a good experience getting into the real world and having to meet new people. We had a challenge to get a signature from a person from every state and the Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. So I know Stephen, he won our little competition, but it was just a good experience to meet people from different chapters and regions of the U.S. and how they are involved in their ag experience.
You know, here in Iowa, we get used to folks raising, livestock perhaps, corn and beans, things like that. Was it surprising to you to hear some of the other stories from some of the folks from, you know, who farm in some other parts of the country, some of the things that they were involved in?
Yeah. At our hotel, we were rooming with some Maryland kids, and they had their own apple orchards. So that was their SAE, which is their supervised ag experience project. And so that was just a good learning experience because you wouldn't think high schoolers or young adults would be able to run their own orchard. So. Mm-hmm.
Farming takes all shapes and sizes, doesn't it?
Yep.
Talk a little bit about the experience overall. I know you got a chance to do a lot of educational stuff, to hear some speeches and things, and interact with some other FFA members. But, you know, you also had some free time to do some other things, too, and it looks like you guys were awful busy.
Yeah. I actually got to try some new restaurants when we were down there, so that was a good experience.
I can't believe no one yet has said how great the concert was.
I mean, the concert would have been good, but we were up in the nosebleeds,
so we could
barely see them. But it was fun. We got to meet some people from southeast Iowa, so that was a good experience kind of relating to them. So,
will you keep in touch with anybody that you met maybe for the first time there? Or was it that kind of experience for you?
I didn't get anyone's numbers or any information on them, but So I don't think I will keep in touch.
Well, you got enough information here with these folks you went with anyway, right?
Yeah.
Hey, give the young people the sales pitch here. Why should they consider being involved in something like FFA?
FFA is just a big eye-opening experience that it can lead into so many careers in broadcasting or marketing or anything that you really want to do, you can get involved with FFA.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you for your time. Appreciate it. I'm glad you had a good time. Okay, let's bring Haley into the conversation. Now, I understand you're the young one of the group. Everybody else is a senior, and you are just a sophomore, so you had a great time.
Yes, I had a fantastic time. We went to so many places and had so many new experiences, and I've never been out of the Midwest, so seeing sort of the south part of the United States was amazing. And then we got just little moments that we had in our van, and the big moments when it counted within 63,000 people, and sessions were mind-blowing, and the tours were outstanding.
Is it pretty overwhelming, though? You live in a town that's about one-tenth the size of the exhibit hall that you were at. I mean, you walk in there, and there's like 10 times as many people live in the community that you're from. Is that a little overwhelming for, a small-town girl?
It's outstanding. We had, at the last session, we had the speaker, Josh Sundquist, was singing, and the whole room lit up with cell phone lights, and it looked like the house lights were on, and it was overwhelming.
What was the best part? Did you have a favorite thing that you were able to do there?
My favorite thing would, I mean, there are great educational experiences and great tours, but my favorite part would be spending time with the six other kids from my school and getting to know them better and just having moments with them.
Well, the other six were all seniors?
Yeah, they were all older than me.
So that leaves you as kind of the torchbearer then to pass this on to the next group down. So is that a lot of responsibility for you?
Yeah, but I'm ready to take on this responsibility. I'm excited to encourage the others to get involved with going to National and share my experience with them.
Okay. Now, aside from the convention stuff, because you guys got to do a lot of other things too, what was your favorite of those?
I liked the Churchill Downs tour. And it was just neat to see how the track is completely dirty, but yet there are so many people that come and watch. And the museum was so much fun to go through, and it was a great place.
Very good. Well, give those younger students some advice. Why should they get involved in something like FFA?
To me, FFA is a big family, and we all relate to each other, whether it be through corn and beans or showing animals at county fair, and it's just a great educational experience, and you can put even a city kid can put their life into FFA and learn a lot with agriculture in their own state of Iowa.
Okay, well, agriculture is not just agriculture, it's business as well, so there's a lot going on there too. Well, great. Haley, Kristen, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Steven, CJ, appreciate your time. Thanks. Glad you guys had a good time there. Thanks for spending some time with us here today.